now on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 in Prescott, and 95.5 FM in Cottonwood and Prescott Valley, KQNA, it's Talk of the Town. Today is Prescott Valley Day. Talk of the Town is sponsored by Cliff Castle Casino, Janessa's Family Hair Care, Prescott Brewing Company, A&E Reaper Graphics, Barrett Propane, Augie's, House Chilson & Associates, Prescott Dirt, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, and Olson's for Healthy Animals. Now, live from the studios of KQNA, here's your host for today's show, Marnie Yule.
Oh, hello. I should be so lucky to be Marnie Yule. But it's Laura Lee Nye, Vice Mayor of Prescott Valley, here with you today. We let Marnie have some time off. Can you imagine that? And I'm really excited today because my very special guest today is Diane Russell. She happens to be the town clerk for Prescott Valley, and we give her a merry time quite often. She's smiling. So I just thought, since we're in election time, what better to have than our town clerk? And she and I kind of got together, and we figured out the questions you'd want to ask, and I'm going to try to ask them for you. And I have to tell you, we are one of the most fortunate communities around in having Diane with us, and we love to embarrass her when she comes up for her annual evaluation. See, because we are blessed. So, Diane, say hello to the people.
Hello, everybody out there. I'm so happy to be here with Laura Lee today.
Well, as I promised, we're going to talk about all things elections. And so obviously, we're having an election in 2018. So, what do we have on the 2018 elections, Diane?
Well, on the 2018 elections this year, we will be holding an election to fill the mayor seat. Unfortunately, Mayor Skoog is retiring after 26 years of service to our town. We hate to see him go, but understand completely. So the mayor's office seat will be open, as well as Councilmember Rooney's chair will also be open because she chose not to run for re-election this year. She's going to run instead for the legislature.
Yes, so that won.
Yes. And so that leaves us with two empty chairs there. And then Councilmember Whiting decided that he would give up his council member seat so that he could run for mayor. So now we have a mayor seat open and two council member seats open.
Yes. And quite frankly, for those of us still sitting, that's anxious days. But it's a very, very different election this year. But before we go there, share who the candidates are.
Our candidates that have qualified for the ballot now just recently, we have two candidates that are running for mayor. And as I said a few minutes ago, Michael Whiting is running for the mayor position, as is Cal Palguda. He also qualified for the ballot. And as the council member seats, the two that we have open, we have two candidates for that too, Don Packard, and we also have Kendra Schumacher. And so both of them have qualified, as I said, for the upcoming primary election, which is going to be held August the 28th, which is a Tuesday, of course. And let me say this about that. Should a runoff general election be needed, it is also scheduled then for November the 6th of 2018. However, if all seats are filled at the primary, there won't be a need for us to hold a general election, and we'll be done with it at the primary.
Plus, we save lots of money.
We save lots of money, yep. And then our newly elected officials, too, will be seated this year in January 10th, 2019, because we have to wait with the new laws that were in place since 2015. 2016, we now have to wait a certain period of time for that to happen. So,
oh, there's always the rules. There's always the regulations. And I've served so long, people, that they keep changing. So that's why we so desperately need our Diane Russell to keep us straightened out. And she does it graciously, but let me tell you, we give her plenty of work to do.
So does the legislature.
That's a fact. I have to share with all you listeners, I get very frustrated, and I vote under protest from time to time because it's forced upon us, and it's against our wishes, and we sometimes feel it's against the best interest of you, our citizens. So when it comes time to vote and I'm forced to vote, I vote under protest, and I rather enjoy it because it's the only way that I have to express my frustration. You know, the legislature doesn't want the federal government, you know, designating their rules and regs, but they don't have any problem doing it to us, and I get real confused about that. That's my complaint for the day. I'll try not to have any more. But okay. It makes a lot of work for you when that happens, when they change regulations.
Absolutely, it sure does. I can remember over the last couple of months alone where I've gotten changes in law three times within 2 weeks. And this is stuff that has to be sent out to the candidates because it affects them in this election. So here I am sending them all these new laws. I mean, the laws changed again. Sorry about that, folks, but that's the way it is.
It's not only outrageous, it creates uncertainty and chaos until you understand. And when you don't approve of the reasons they're changing, it's really hard. So all you aspiring candidates out there, listen up, because this is in your future. Well, Diane, you manage all of that. And you tend, when you come before us in our council meetings, you don't always know what we're individually feeling. But because you have so articulated what we're going to have to deal with that we understand, and sometimes I'm able to let go of my frustration at that meeting, and I want to thank you for that. I've never shared that with you before.
Thank you.
But
I know it can be frustrating.
Well, Diane is a calming influence, and if you think you don't need a calming influence in council meetings, I can assure you that you do. Have you ever picked up on any of that with us? You can see we're tense sometimes, can't you?
Periodically, I can see that there's a little overflow of tenseness there, probably not without reason, too, you know.
Well, we don't hesitate to tell it. Well, right now, you're listening to Talk the Town Prescott Valley on KQNA 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM, and worldwide at KQNA.com. And, yes, we will be back, and I hope you...
Hi, this is Dave Barrett of Barrett Propane. After a very dry winter, this year's fire season could be more dangerous than normal. As a former hotshot, I'd like to share some tips on being prepared if you have a propane tank. Know how to shut off your propane tank, and in the event of a wildfire, do so, if safe, if you must evacuate your home. Clear a 10-foot area around your tank and remove any combustibles that can easily ignite. And remember, never store your barbecue cylinders indoors or in an enclosed area. You can find more fire preparation safety tips at BarrettPropane.com. Barrett Propane, the name you trust.
Each year in June, we celebrate good old Dad. Here at Prescott Brewing Company, it's Bones and Brew. What better way to treat Dad, or you yourself, than a platter of St. Louis-style ribs, smoked in-house and smothered in PBC's thick barbecue sauce, along with PBC's homemade sides and green chili cheddar cornbread muffin, all for just $14.99. And the best part of Father's Day Bones and Brew? It's the free brew that goes with the bones. Prescott Brewing Company, in the heart of downtown Prescott.
Let's make your hair happy. Let's go to a fun-friendly salon. Let's go to Tanessa's Family Hair Care in Prescott Valley. Hi, Tanessa here. Whether you're looking for a new trendy style or something more traditional, Tanessa's Family Hair Care can do it. We offer everything from hair extensions, cuts, colors, and a variety of hair care for the entire family. Call 775-0320 for an appointment or find us on Facebook at Tanessa's, with an E, Family Hair Care. Come on in for a smile and a style that's right for you.
Take advantage of your golden years. These are the times to reflect, relax, and have a whole lot of fun. Country Bank's Home Equity Conversion Mortgage, known as a reverse mortgage, could be your supplemental financial option. Suzanne Cosley, the reverse mortgage specialist at Country Bank, can show you how to convert a portion of your home equity into tax-free money.
Come by and see me, Suzanne Cosley at Country Bank, or call me at 928-583-9015 for more details.
An equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Are you looking for the perfect place to get all your printing done? Whether it's preserving precious family photos or vinyl graphics for your work truck, A&E Reprographics has you covered as your local one-stop print shop. Having served Northern Arizona for over 15 years, our customer service is unparalleled as we take care of both your personal and professional printing jobs. From brochures to baby shower invites, A&E Reprographics is your one-stop print shop.
You do your best to protect your loved ones, and while you may keep a fresh battery in your smoke detector and have a reliable home security system, there's a whole different type of protection you may be missing. A life insurance policy from Auto Owners Insurance is a way to safeguard your loved ones now and in the future. Meet with your local independent agent and secure a policy today to protect theirs tomorrow. Hi, this is Corey Roseman with House Chilson Insurance. We are one of the only locally owned independent insurance agencies in Prescott. Come see us today at 400 White Spire Road or call 445-4600.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQNA. Once again, here's your host, Marnie Yule.
Hello there. It is still Laurelee Nye, Vice Mayor of Prescott Valley, here with our town clerk, Diane Russell. And we're just talking a lot about the election season. So the next question I think you citizens might want me to ask her are, where can I find information about the candidates?
Yes, that is a question that I have gotten year over year, and I was never quite sure how to approach that because, you know, as a municipality, we cannot advocate
right.
for any political anything, whether it be a candidate or an issue or what have you.
Darn it.
So, now. So, like I said, I've gotten an awful lot of requests, you know, phone calls, people saying, where can I find out something about these people? And, you know, of course, my answer would have to be, you know, some of the public forums that are being held out there. You know, many, many different organizations will hold a public forum for all of the candidates, not just for municipalities, but they'll have the state folks there as well. And people can go to those and learn quite a bit about any candidate from one of those. But I figured a way out of it this year to help people.
Oh, that's legal.
It is totally legal. What I have asked each of our candidates to do is supply me with a 300-word, what I call, candidate statement.
Aha!
And in that statement, I have asked them to write down what they're bringing to the table, what their education is, what activities they are involved in the community, what they hope to accomplish, what they see as some of the issues. And so all of the four of the candidates have submitted those to me, along with a little colored photo of themselves, and I have posted them to our website.
Hey! And Facebook! Could also do that, right? But you're talking about our town webpage.
I'm talking about our town webpage, which is www.pvaz.net. Anybody can go on to that. Look for candidate statement. It should be on the little block right on the front page, and it'll link you right to our candidates.
Okay. Envision the screen. how many clicks is it going to take them to get to that statement? Because people get a little frustrated when they haven't worked their way through.
Well, I asked our what's Heidi's title?
Is she our communications director?
Yes, communications. And I asked her to put it on the front page for me, and with one click from that front page, it'll take you automatically right over to that candidate page, and you'll see a nice picture of them, and you'll see what they have to say, what they're bringing.
Thank you, Miss Producer Link.
There it is.
She went right to the computer. I obviously did that deliberately because there was a time when this was a little more complicated to get to the data you're looking for.
Yep.
But we've updated our website, and I'm very proud of the work that's been done. And Link has brought it up. She just found the pictures. She found all their comments. So that's how you find out about these candidates. And, you know, this is probably true of any of the municipalities, but today we're talking about Prescott Valley. So we can assure you, you can go on the Prescott Valley Town website and get that.
Absolutely.
Well, I'm relieved because, you know, you do have all these legalities that we have to deal with.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the things we're a little bit hard-nosed about is being appropriate and following all of the legalities.
Absolutely. You know I am.
And we have Diane to make sure that we don't even innocently take a misstep, because she has many hats she wears under her title. We'll get into that later. Well, let's talk about why doesn't the town hold an all-mail ballot? All-mail ballot anymore.
Like we used to do for the last decade and a half?
Yes.
Yes, a full decade and a half. We did all-mail ballot elections, and wasn't it nice to get that ballot in the mail?
And, you know, we know more people vote when you do it that way. I'm so frustrated.
They did in Prescott Valley, yes.
This is one of the reasons I get upset when I have to vote against changes. Go ahead, Diane.
Okay, so how did we get there from that all-mail ballot?
Yes.
Well, we can thank the legislature who were thinking that this... Now, Laura Lee. Who were thinking that this would benefit all the municipalities and the state as well. And I'll get to that in just a minute. But this is how we got there. A few years back, as I said, they passed a law requiring that all the candidate elections be consolidated and held in the fall months, August and November. If you'll recall,
yes.
Our Prescott Valley elections used to be held in the spring, in March and May.
And that's so one of the reasons why we had a higher voter turnout. Excuse me. Sorry, I'm being rude.
So anyway, we had to go with that new election cycle, which we did. Our first election was in 2016 that way. This is going to be our second consolidated election. And I am almost in disbelief that I'm beginning to see a benefit from...
Oh, no, there's a benefit?
There is a benefit. And some of the other
benefits... Convince me.
Well... The benefit can actually be a reduction in the cost of an election.
Oh, my gosh.
You know why? Because we've got, at any given time, seven to ten, maybe even more, either municipalities or different districts holding elections.
Oh, at the same time.
At the consolidated election date. Therefore... That fee that we all pay, we share. The pie is divided. and we all share a part of that. So now each district and
whenever you're done with this,
and each municipality then shares in the total cost of that election. And I'll go about in a little bit more in detail with you about that in just a minute.
All right. Well, you're listening to Talk of the Town, Prescott Valley on KQNA 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM, and worldwide at KQNA.com. We will be back.
We did it again. Cliff Castle Casino has been voted the number one casino in Arizona for 19 years in a row. All casinos have slot machines and table games. What they don't have is the level of commitment to guest satisfaction, friendly team members, and a warm and welcoming environment found at Cliff Castle Casino. Visit CliffCastleCasinoHotel.com today and plan your visit. Come and experience everything we have to offer and see why Cliff Castle Casino is number one and the perfect place to play.
I'm Adam Gettle.
And I'm Ted Gettle.
We're the Gettle brothers.
From Gettle's High Desert Mechanical.
And the coolest guys in town.
I don't know, Ted. I looked at your high school yearbook picture. There's nothing cool about that.
Yeah, but when people need a new air conditioner, they should come see us, the coolest guys in town.
Just don't look us up in the yearbook.
Oh, brother.
That's us.
It doesn't have to be a long, hot summer when you get air conditioning done right by Gettle's High Desert Mechanical. GettlesHDM.com. Don't settle. Get Gettle's and stay cool all summer long.
Once again, ladies and gentlemen, it's the Prescott Film Festival at Yavapai College. This is Steve Sishka with Olson's for Healthy Animals. For the past few years, Olson's has been a proud supporter of this 9-day event. This year, the festival runs from June 8th through June 16th, and that's right around the corner. Of particular note are three films featuring horses with unique talents. They are The Wild Horses of Chingotique, Silent Connection, and Kinksome. Each of these films will tug at your heartstrings in different ways. The first two films feature the healing therapy that horses bring to humans. The third film is a lavishly beautiful period drama set at the peak of the Austro-Hungarian Empire and is based on the true story of the legendary Hungarian racehorse Kinksome. For all the information you need, go to PrescottFilmFestival.com or go to the Olsen's website, Olsen'sFamily.com, to get links to the movie trailers. Admit more than one, because good enough just isn't.
How many Augie's locations are there worldwide? Well, the answer, of course, is one. The one and only Augie's, locally owned, locally operated, locally inspired by you, the people of the Quad Cities. Delicious steak, scrumptious salmon, huge shrimp cocktail, the best martinis bar none. Open every day for lunch and dinner and ask about Augie's outdoor patio. The place to dine on Highway 69, the one and only Augie's Frontier Village.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQNA. Once again, here's your host, Marnie Yule.
Well, we were just talking about... Oh, I'm sorry. Hello, everyone out there. I'm so anxious to get to the topic. It's still Laureline Nye here and my guest, Diane Russell, the town clerk of Prescott Valley. We were just talking about what happened to the all-male ballot selections, and then we had to go to break, so we're going to let her finish up answering that question. Well, you found a benefit.
I found a benefit of the consolidated election, and that is a reduction in the cost, but you need to know that that is all based on the number of municipalities and districts that are participating in any one given election. So our fees are going to vary by the number of municipalities and districts participating. So the more that are participating in that, the less we'll have to pay as our share.
Well, up here in Yavapai County, wouldn't that be every municipality but Prescott, which is a charter city, or am I mistaken about that?
Yes, as far as I know, Prescott is the only charter
exception
in Yavapai County.
Right.
Unless somebody else has been added recently, and I hadn't heard it. But
but darn it.
But besides the municipalities, like I said, we've got the school districts, and we've got the college, and we've mm-hmm. got fire districts, and all these other special districts out there, and the more that are participating, the less the cost.
Well, I'm grateful to hear that. I admit I'm cranky about these changes, but if there's benefits, I'm going to be honest enough, and I hope humble enough to say, well, at least there's a benefit.
Yes, and as an example of that, you know, each year we pay a fixed cost to Yavapai County, whom we contract with to handle our election.
Can you share that fixed cost? Are we allowed to share that?
Absolutely, I can. It's public information.
All right.
The fixed cost for a registered voter, each one of them, is $4.60. That's what it costs a municipality, is $4.60.
Wow.
For each registered participant, and that is whether they vote or whether they don't.
That's strange. Explain that.
Okay, well, you know, while we would love to have 100% of our registered voters vote, I've never seen that happen.
No, it doesn't happen. Not in my lifetime, which is long.
And I think in 2016, we had 80% plus of our registered voters vote in that election. So I felt like it was money well spent.
Okay.
But if we have less than 50% of those people that are registered voters that actually get out and vote, then we're wasting half of that money that we still have to pay.
You hear that, you voters? Don't waste your tax dollars, because it's your tax dollars.
That's exactly right. And that's something that I try to encourage every year, is to get people to get out there and vote. You know, it's their right and it's their duty. I don't know why they wouldn't.
It's a privilege. Many countries would like to have that privilege. And I don't want to get dark here, but that's just a fact.
Yes, it is. A very, very, very true fact.
Well, we're talking a little bit now about the benefits of a consolidated election. Is there any other benefits than what you already shared?
Well, one of the benefits is that most of the work is done by the county, as I said.
Oh, yes.
However, we still do have people who do regret not getting their mail ballot.
Yes, I'm one of them.
Yeah.
Because if I'm going to be gone, or maybe I have something unexpected in my life, I always had that I could utilize. So you can get an early ballot if something's going to happen?
Well, not only an early ballot. That's always available to a registered voter. However, the permanent early voting list is what I'm recommending people sign up for.
Right.
And they need to do that pretty quickly if they're planning on voting in the November election, for sure. They've already missed the window for the primary. Mm. That ended May 30th. But if they can register by August, what's the date on that? August 8th. If they register by August 8th, they can still be on the permanent early voting list for the November election
if
we have to have it.
Well, I have a really important question to ask you. I almost always, you know, apply for the early voting ballot. Do I have to do that at least election? Or is the fact that I've done it regularly, will I still get a ballot?
No.
To vote early.
The only way you are routinely going to get a ballot for an election is if you register for the permanent early voting list. That's why it's called permanent. Once you sign up for it, you're on it until you tell them to take your name off.
Okay, I cheated. I knew that. But I thought somebody out there might not know that.
But the other people...
I have done it.
The other folks that still would like to get an early ballot for the primary can still do that.
Oh, my gosh, that's confusing.
But it's going to be considered just an early ballot.
Right.
It won't be the permanent early voting list.
Right. It'll be a one vote opportunity.
One opportunity to request an early ballot for the primary only election. And if they want to use it in the next election too, they'll have to call up Yavapai County and say, I would like to have a early ballot mailed to me. And that way you can still vote by mail.
Isn't it confusing that we can still vote by mail?
Well, there are ways around these things, and if you search long enough, you can find them.
Well, thank you, because that's one of the reasons why I signed up, because I didn't want to lose that option. So yeah. We've just given all of you out there that feel the way I do, you like to have the mail ballot. It's so easy to do that.
It is easy, and you know, it's so nice to be able to sit in your own kitchen at home, drinking a cup of coffee, running over the ballot and going, okay, who am I going to vote for, and how am I going to vote on this, etc. And my gosh, you can be sitting there in your pajamas if you want, and nobody's going to know the difference.
So And you know what,
take all the time you want.
The other thing that I think about, it's August, monsoon. Don't take a chance, people. You're listening to Talk of the Town Prescott Valley on KQNA, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM, and worldwide at KQNA.com, and we will be back.
This is Bob Bean of Affinity RV Service Sales and Rentals, and we're proud to have been chosen one of the top 50 RV dealerships in North America. We're located at Willow Creek Road, Prescott, Highway 69, Prescott Valley in Dewey, and online at AffinityRV.com.
Affinity RV, bringing family and lifestyles together.
Protecting data across modern decentralized networks presents challenges that traditional backup solutions can't handle. At best, you'll waste time and money managing multiple solutions. At worst, gaps in coverage will leave your data vulnerable. Barracuda Backup is a single cloud-integrated solution that simplifies the backup process and allows data replication to anywhere on your network, a private cloud, Barracuda's cloud, or to the AWS public cloud. Reclaim your data. Try Barracuda Backup free at barracuda.com/backup.
Guess what? It's planting time, and Prescott Dirt is the best place to get your planter's mix. Hi, this is Sam from Prescott Dirt. Nothing's more fun than getting down in the dirt and planting your flowers or veggies in deep, dark, rich topsoil. Prescott Dirt's topsoil is dug locally from Willow Lake, and our planter's mix is both topsoil and mulch. What a great combination. Have fun playing in the dirt and making things grow. You can visit either of our locations, Prescott or Prescott Valley, or on the web at PrescottDirt.com.
When you need specialized outpatient infusion therapy, you need it to fit into your busy life. But at the same time, you need comfortable, expert treatment. You need the Infusion Center in Prescott Valley on the campus of YRMC East. At the Infusion Center, you'll find state-of-the-art care with your lifestyle and healthcare needs in mind. Your convenience and comfort are foremost. You'll register right there at the center. No need to visit the hospital admitting department. And each infusion bay is spacious and private, with a laptop plug-in and a private television. We work closely with your physician, and we teach you how to care for yourself during therapy so that you can be an active partner in your treatment. Just like you, our goal is your good health so that you can continue enjoying the life you love, surrounded by those who care for you. The Infusion Center at YRMC East, next to the Breast Care Center. For more information, call 442-8741 or visit yrmc.org.
The Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A.
Good afternoon, and thanks for making the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A, your choice for your Tuesday. I'm Link Elliott with a check of news and weather together on Talk of the Town, brought to you by Affinity RV. a retired Prescott couple have been fatally shot in their home in Mexico. Joanne Butler, 69, and Ray Ball, 72, of Prescott, were killed early Saturday morning in their home about 380 miles south of the U.S. border on the Gulf of California, according to the San Diego Union-Tribune and Fox News. A top local government official was quoted by the sources as saying it appeared to be an attempted robbery gone bad when the occupants tried to defend the home. Authorities have not released details into what led to the shooting. It appears that Ball may have heard a noise outside and took his bat to investigate when he was shot as he opened the back door. Authorities have not named any suspects in the couple's killing, and no arrests have been made. No injuries following a Cottonwood apartment fire, but plenty of evacuations.
Cottonwood police officers responded to the Portside apartment complex on 6th Street just before 9 Friday night. According to reports by witnesses on scene, the fire started on the balcony area of an apartment on the 4th floor. Officers began evacuating the 8 apartments located in that building. They were able to get all residents accounted for and out of the complex safely. Only one person reported a minor injury, a scratch to her arm as she left the building. It was later learned all pets were accounted for as well. During the evacuations, the fire had spread through to the roof and several of the apartments sustained heavy damage as a result. Cottonwood firefighters were able to put out the blaze and prevented it from spreading to other buildings in the complex. However, they did suffer smoke and water damage. The exact cause of the fire isn't known, but it's not believed to have been caused intentionally. I'm Bill Monroe reporting.
Taking a look now at your KQ&A weather. Mostly clear and sunny in the forecast this week. Expect an overnight low of 57 tonight in the Prescott area with a high of 87 tomorrow and a high of 88 on Thursday. 61 degrees tonight for Cottonwood and the Verde Valley with a high on Wednesday of 97 and a high on Thursday of 99. Talk of the town will continue after this. I'm Link Elliott for the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, and 95.5 FM. KQ&A.
Each year in June, we celebrate good old Dad. Here at Prescott Brewing Company, it's Bones and Brew. What better way to treat Dad, or you yourself, than a platter of St. Louis-style ribs, smoked in-house and smothered in PBC's thick barbecue sauce, along with PBC's homemade sides and green chili cheddar cornbread muffin, all for just $14.99. And the best part of Father's Day Bones and Brew? It's the free brew that goes with the bones. Prescott Brewing Company, in the heart of downtown Prescott.
Hi, this is Dave Barrett of Barrett Propane. After a very dry winter, this year's fire season could be more dangerous than normal. As a former hotshot, I'd like to share some tips on being prepared if you have a propane tank. Know how to shut off your propane tank, and in the event of a wildfire, do so, if safe, if you must evacuate your home. Clear a 10-foot area around your tank and remove any combustibles that can easily ignite. And remember, never store your barbecue cylinders indoors or in an enclosed area. You can find more fire preparation safety tips at BarrettPropane.com. Barrett Propane, the name you trust.
Let's make your hair happy. Let's go to a fun-friendly salon. Let's go to Tanessa's Family Hair Care in Prescott Valley. Hi, Tanessa here. Whether you're looking for a new trendy style or something more traditional, Tanessa's Family Hair Care can do it. We offer everything from hair extensions, cuts, colors, and a variety of hair care for the entire family. Call 775-0320 for an appointment or find us on Facebook at Tanessa's, with an E, Family Hair Care. Come on in for a smile and a style that's right for you.
Hi, Ken here with the plants of the week and our red clusterberry cotoneaster.
Stunning white flowers cover the shrub in spring, then form red berries.
A large evergreen that is tough, easy to grow, and tolerates poor soil.
So thick when sheared, it's the perfect privacy for hot tubs, secluded entertainment areas, and prying eyes for just $39.
Waters Garden Center, 1815 Iron Springs Road in Prescott, where people who love red-berried cotoneaster, they love to shop.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQNA. Once again, here's your host, Marnie Yule.
Hello there. As I told you before, Marty's off doing something special for herself, and this is Laura Lee Nye, Vice Mayor of Prescott Valley, and I'm here with Diane Russell, our town clerk, and we're going to finish up our segment, and then Heidi Doms Foster has joined us, and wait till you hear what she's going to talk about. I'm going to tease you a little. Diane, for those who wish to vote on Election Day at a polling place, where can they go?
Well, Yavapai County has determined that they're going to have three sites for the election this year. One of them is going to be the Prescott Valley Event Center, which is located at 3201 North Main Street. The second one is Robert Road Baptist Church at 5100 North Robert Road. And the third one will be Central Yavapai Regional Training Center, which is on 9601 East Valley Road. Those are the only three places in Prescott Valley. But folks that can't make those, they can certainly drop their, if they've got a ballot in their hand or something like that, they can that maybe they got in the mail already
and didn't get it in the mail
in time, they can take it to any one of those polling voting centers, or they can drop it in our mailbox out front by the parking lot at the Civic Center, which is at 7501 Civic Circle.
Well, and another thing, we need to reassure them that all three of those locations have lots of parking.
Yes,
so
they do.
So don't stay away because you think you may not be able to, you know, get up close and personal to walk in and vote, because and, that won't be the case.
And they are ADA compliant as well.
Yes, so, yes. Well, what are some of the important dates again? We already covered them, but I don't think it hurts to give the important dates again.
The really important dates for folks, as I said, are the election dates, August 28th and November 6th, if needed. I always say if needed.
Right.
Because you never know. We might get fortunate and not have to have a runoff election.
Well,
but for those folks out there who are not registered yet, shame, shame, would you please try to get registered by July the 30th? You've still got quite a bit of time. Get out there and get registered to vote in the primary and the general elections. You can do it by July 30th. And then for those folks who are expecting a ballot in the mail because they're on the permanent early voting list or have asked for a early ballot, the early ballot will be mailed by Yavapai County. The other folks can go vote early at the county if they wish, and that can start on August the 1st. So if you've got big summer vacation planned for August and you don't want to miss this election, go down to the Yavapai County Voter Registration Elections Office at 1015 Main Street over in Prescott and vote there.
How accommodating.
I have a very interesting question. We have two communities, our own, Prescott Valley and Chino Valley, who have a unique situation. Let's just talk about the two council seats in Prescott Valley. We only have two people on the ballot. Does that mean they automatically get voted into that seat?
The quick answer to that is no.
Yikes!
The state law, Arizona Revised Statutes, if you will, says that people are elected by the registered voters.
Just speak fast.
So the registered voters are going to have to vote them in. So they've got to vote for those folks to get them up to the majority of the ballots cast, or they're not elected to that seat.
There's nothing automatic about a vote. Get out there and vote.
They have to vote.
And mark all of those. We don't care if there's not challengers.
Not at all.
Hey, that's an interesting answer, isn't it? Everybody thinks it's, well, there's two seats there on the ballot. It's automatic. Well, with all of that interesting news, Heidi Doms Foster, say hello to everybody.
Hello, glad to be here.
We have a fabulous event coming up this weekend that I wanted Heidi to come talk about, and it's called Wolf Stock.
Well, I don't understand why everybody calls me when they want to talk about dogs.
We go to the experts, that's why.
I don't know about expert, but I do love dogs. And we have a really big treat for our community and surrounding communities this coming Saturday, June 9th from 10 to 3 p.m. at the Prescott Valley Civic Center Amphitheater. And we're going to have Woofstock. This is an event sponsored by Prescott Dog Magazine and also by the town of Prescott Valley this year because it's our 40th anniversary. And so I have to tell people, it's great. Lou Reese, the former Chamber of Commerce director, whom most people in Prescott Valley know, is going to come back and be the MC for this event. And he's always a hoot, so that'll be fun. We're going to have all kinds of great stuff, contests, demonstrations. There's always tons of people out there with vendors with free dog food samples. Mm-hmm. And we even have, I believe this year, a veterinary booth who's going to charge $1 for answers to veterinary questions. and this is
good
an actual veterinary a veterinarian in Prescott Valley, and he is going to donate all of that money to a terrible cause. And right at the moment, I can't remember what that is, but he is going to donate that money. And we're going to have a Selfies in the Park contest so people can do that and win a free photo shoot with your dog. We're going to have, I'll just give you a little rundown of what's going to happen.
Don't forget the Toto piece.
Oh, I'm getting there. So we're going to have a Blessing of the Pets at 9:45 a.m. We're going to have a parade. This is a big adoption event.
Aww.
There are going to be many, many adoptable dogs there. And so if you're looking to add a new little one to your family, come on down because I'm sure that there's another one that would love to come home with you. And so we're going to have the parade of adoptable dogs at 10 o'clock. And then we're going to have a best trick or talent contest for rescued dogs.
Aww.
So these will be dogs that have been rescued, and they're going to display what they've learned since they've gotten into their new homes. At 10:30, Farbenholt Dog Training is going to give a Shutzen-style protection demonstration. That'll be really exciting.
Yes.
More along the canine police dog lines. At 11 o'clock, if you look like your pet, you need to bring that pet down. And we're going to have a look-alike contest. So that'll be really exciting.
And believe me, that's a hoot.
Yes, it is. And it's very surprising sometimes. And then at 11:30, as part of Prescott Valley's 40th anniversary, and then we'll take that to the Ruby Slipper, which is, or rubies are the 40th anniversary gem. And we're going to take that out to Wizard of Oz theme, and along with that, a Toto look-alike contest. And so if you have a dog that looks like Toto, or even if you don't, dress them up, bring them out to that contest. And we're also going to have members of the Prescott Valley Town Council and also town employees that will be dressed in the Wizard of Oz costumes. You can get your picture with your dog with those costumed individuals, and so that'll be a nice memento. And so going right along at noon, we're going to have a group photo taken from the roof of the Civic Center. And so it'll be kind of to commemorate that day. And so be ready for that. 12:15, an open obedience class. Any dog can do it. And we have a great trainer, Debbie Lipoli, out for that. We're going to have a best-looking dog contest at 1, best psychedelic costume contest, more obedience training, demos. And then later on in the afternoon at 2 p.m., we're going to have a best trick or talent contest. And every year this is just exciting because people come up with amazing tricks. The dogs are so talented. And then again, an open to everyone at 2:30, the best looking dog contest. And so bring your favorite friend out. We have food, we'll have vendors, we'll have all kinds of canine athletic demos, canine good citizenship certification, contests, prizes, food, entertainment, and dog adoptions.
Wow. Well, I'm not going to tell you what costume I'm going to be in, but here will be my favorite line. I will catch you, my pretty, and your little dog, too.
Well, don't miss this. Come on out. 10 o'clock in the morning. Hopefully, it'll be a wonderful day, and the lawn's green, and it's a great day outside. And if you love dogs, you can't miss this event.
Well, the council's had a lot of fun in our Oz costumes. We've got to do it a few times now, and it's been delightful. Before we close,
we don't have to take a break.
I I'm sorry, before we go to this break, I want to remind everybody that, again, there will be plenty of parking. Don't worry, because this is an event that's well attended, but we do not have to worry about parking.
No, and people need to understand, too, that a lot of people forget this, but if you park in the Prescott Valley Library parking lot,
right,
you can walk right through the breezeway and mm-hmm. be right there at the event. So there's plenty of parking at the library and plenty of parking in the Civic Center parking lot.
Now, I have an important question to ask you, because we know it's going to be warm, but our town hall will be open, correct?
Yes, and so there will be restrooms in there and places for people to go in and get cooled.
Cooled off.
Yes.
Exactly. That's the important thing.
We'll
we
have
need
shade and water for the dogs.
Right. So there will be, we'll call pop-up tents. There will be mm-hmm. cover. We're going to mm-hmm. take good care of the two-legged critters and the four-legged critters.
Right.
That's a promise. Well, what didn't you think to tell us? There's got to be something that's your favorite for that event every year.
Photos. I love getting out and taking photos, and people love taking photos because now everybody has the great phone cameras.
Yes.
And there's plenty to take pictures of. It's going to be so much fun.
Well, if you haven't ever taken the opportunity, I urge you. This is a don't miss event. Now, we still have time to fill.
Yes.
So, what's your first impression from that information, Diane, as our risk management officer?
Oh, you have really put me on the spot with that one.
Friendly. They're all friendly dogs.
I would hope so. Yes. I'm looking forward to the event myself. I have dogs. I'm a dog lover, Scottish Terriers myself. And I'm thinking maybe my female white might have a good chance in that
in
Toto,
the Toto contest.
Yes.
I don't think my Australian Shepherd will do too well at that.
Okay, guys, you're listening to Talk the Town Prescott Valley on KQNA, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM, and worldwide at kqna.com. Yes, we'll be back.
When the game is on the line and you're heating up, will your air conditioner be ready to go to bat? With a high-efficiency Lennox home comfort system installed by Gettles High Desert Mechanical, hot, sticky air is going, gone! Knock indoor discomfort and costly utility bills out of the park with a high-efficiency Lennox system. Call Gettles today at 772-2751 to schedule your free consultation. Gettles and Lennox, your air conditioning all-star team.
Everyone's talking about Augie's Restaurant.
Augie's has the best appetizers and the best martinis ever.
It's got a really great atmosphere, a real homey feeling when you go in there. They got a great service staff that takes care of you from when you walk in to when you leave.
It's warm, it's friendly, it's fun, it's home away from home.
Chef Joel, best chef ever.
Check out Augie's. It's the place to dine on Highway 69, Augie's Frontier Village.
Whether it's a car accident, storm damage, or a fire, when the unthinkable happens, it doesn't matter if you saved money in 15 minutes. In this moment, it doesn't matter if your neighbor has the same insurance you do. In this moment, what matters is that your independent insurance agent and the company that stands behind them have you covered. Auto Owners Insurance, the no-problem people. Hello, this is Bill Chilson of House Chilson Insurance. For the moments you need us most, call 445-4600. House Chilson Insurance is one of the last locally owned independent agents in Prescott.
Are you looking for the right product at the right price with outstanding customer service? A&E Reaper Graphics brings it all together with a variety of printing that includes banners, business cards, and so much more. A&E Reaper Graphics will get you the best products at the best price, all with our 100% customer satisfaction guaranteed. Stop by one of our three great locations, visit us on our website, or call 442-9116. That's 442-9116.
We did it again. Cliff Castle Casino has been voted the number one casino in Arizona for 19 years in a row. All casinos have slot machines and table games. What they don't have is the level of commitment to guest satisfaction, friendly team members, and a warm and welcoming environment found at Cliff Castle Casino. Visit CliffCastleCasinoHotel.com today and plan your visit. Come and experience everything we have to offer and see why Cliff Castle Casino is number one and the perfect place to play.
Hi there. We're wrapping up here. We want to tell you that on July 28th, we have our Comic-Con coming up, which is called Fandomania, and our Pinnacle Weekend. We need some gospel singers, and that's August 26th, actually.
Right. We're going to have a cowboy church service right there on the lawn there in the amphitheater theater on the green, and after that we're going to have a whole hour of just great fun gospel music. We already have a couple of groups now, and we're looking for a few more. So if you're a great gospel group or know of one, give me a call at Town Hall, Heidi, at 759-3123.
We're also looking for anyone that wants to get married or
that's right.
Do
renew their vows.
Call the same number.
Our great judge is going to officiate at that. It's going to be wonderful.
This is a brand new precious day, people. It has never been here before, and it will never be here again. Be sure to give it your best. And now I get to thank my ladies, and they can make a real quick last statement. We got 31 seconds.
Don't miss Woofstock Saturday, 10 a.m. to 3 p.m., Prescott Valley Civic Center.
Don't forget to register to vote and get out there and vote.
Ditto everything they said. And thank you all. We hope we were informative. We hope you learned something valuable and new. And we hope you'll turn in again. Tune in again, not turn in again. Goodbye, everybody. Have a great rest of the day.
You've been listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Today's show was sponsored by Barrett Propane, Gettles High Desert Mechanical, A&E Reaper Graphics, Prescott Dirt, Janessa's Family Hair Care, Augie's, Cliff Castle Casino, House Chilson & Associates, Prescott Brewing Company, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, and Olson's for Healthy Animals. The views expressed on today's show do not necessarily reflect the views of KQ&A, Prescott Valley Broadcasting, our employees, or our advertisers. Join us next time for Talk of the Town on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 in Prescott, and 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A.